The Daredevil Museum in Niagara Falls, New York, is a shrine to those who have tried to conquer the falls.
A trip to Niagara Falls is not complete unless you have a big history pertaining to our daredevils. It's part of our mystique. It's part of our heritage. It's who we are.
Gary Schultz is the unofficial curator of the museum, which is actually a convenience store with a few displays scattered between coolers of beer and soft drinks. Selling snacks to tourists helps the museum survive, since stunts like the ones on display have slowed to a trickle in the past half century.
In the old days, we were trying to shake our carny atmosphere that we once had.
Schultz says the lack of stunts to draw in large crowds, coupled with the city's sagging economic fortunes, has created a malaise at the falls. He thinks Nick Walenda's wire walk will help the area reclaim its identity.
Niagara Falls has never disappeared off the map, but Niagara Falls needs a polishing, and Nick Walenda is part of the catalyst for our turtle wax, let's put it that way.
In the last few decades, many daredevils have lobbied U.S. and Canadian officials to stage stunts. Walenda was able to convince officials by branding his walk as an economic development event. For example, he agreed to train in public to eke out as many tourist dollars as possible.
And that's why I'm training right here. Actually, it would have been more convenient to train elsewhere, but we did want to do something for this region and for this area.
Walenda's theory is that tourists watching him will eat locally and buy souvenirs. But with only 2,000 hotel rooms in downtown Niagara Falls, New York, and only a handful of restaurants, some have questioned how much additional business Walenda can bring in. Street vendor Gerald Robinson saw a small uptick in business during Walenda's training sessions last month. He doubts the city will see that much benefit. Plus, there's also the worst-case scenario.
If something happens, that might hurt us more than help us. But we'll see.
Local officials are banking on making a good impression. That includes Mayor Paul Deister, who has tapped his city's meager budget for extra landscaping and other small improvements.
There's a cash flow issue. The benefits that we expect to get from the walk will take some time to arrive, whereas the costs are immediate.
Deister hopes to turn days of international media exposure into a surge of tourists in the future. But that might be expecting too much, says Doug Freckling, a tourism studies professor at George Washington University.
It's hard to see that one event like this would be able to break the destination out from the crowd. It'll probably have a positive impact on visitation for a couple of years, but I can't imagine that it would permanently change the branding of Niagara Falls.
How you convert that to a permanent, lasting impact is something we'll have to kind of probably learn as we go through here.
That's Chris Shefflin. He's president of USA Niagara, a special economic development agency created to stem the city's half century of decline.
If it's been 100 years since the wire walk, it might take a little time to figure out exactly how we convert that.
But Shefflin stresses that Walenda's walk and any resulting bump in tourists is just a small part of the puzzle.
It's not something anyone would be recommending for their investment portfolio, their retirement portfolio, any more than the remaking of their cities.
Shefflin says Niagara Falls needs a specific plan to capitalize on all the attention. Yet even Walenda may struggle to break even on the stunt. Lately, he's resorted to asking for donations online. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.